Title: Harmony Choices for Tense Breakdowns Advanced. All right, let's build some real breakdown tension. Not pretty chords, not random scary notes, controlled instability. The kind where the listener feels like the track is about to resolve any second, but you keep pulling the floor away until the drop hits and everything snaps into place. We are doing this inside Ableton Live, and by the end you'll have a 16-bar breakdown harmony section that you can reuse, a pedal anchor, a tense chord layer, an atmospheric top layer, and a very intentional automation curve that sells the entire moment. Before we touch any chords, here's the mindset. In drum and bass, the breakdown isn't a chorus. It's a pressure chamber. Harmony is there to create gravity, dread, and forward motion without wrecking the low end. Step 0. Choose a key center and commit. Pick one key center and stay loyal to it. Tension works best when the listener has an anchor. A super common choice, F minor. It sits great for heavy DNB subs, and at 174 BPM it just feels right. You can use another key, but keep the concept the same. And here's the breakdown rule that saves mixes. Keep the sub simple, and keep most harmonic drama above about 120 HC. In other words, don't let your chord patch leak into sub territory and smear your entire foundation. Step 1. Create the pedal anchor, the floor. Make a new MIDI track and name it Pedal. Load operator, keep it clean. Oscillator A as a sine wave, no fancy filter stuff. Then choose whether you want it as short pulses or a sustained drone. If you want pulses, set the amp envelope with a short attack, quick decay, basically no sustain, and a short release. If you want it as a drone, give it sustain. Now draw an F down low. F1 is a good start, sometimes F0 depending on the track. Let it run 8 to 16 bars. Process it like a disciplined adult. Put EQ 8 on it, high pass around 25 to 30 HC, because subsonic junk steals headroom and makes you think your mix is louder than it is. If it's getting boxy, dip a little around 200 to 300 HC. Then put utility and set width to 0%. Your low end is mono. Always. Optional. A little saturator, soft clip-on, 1 to 3 dB of drive. Subtle. This is your gravity point, not your star. Now you've got the key concept, even if your chords get weird. The listener still feels we're in F. Quick coach note, treat that pedal as harmonic authority, not just a drone. In your head, decide what that F means moment to moment. Sometimes it's the tonic, like we're in F minor. Sometimes it's a color tone against the harmony above, like it's the flat 2 of something, or a sharp 11 against an upper structure. That mental framing keeps aggressive, non-diatonic harmony feeling intentional instead of messy. Step 2. Choose a tension strategy. This is where most people overdo it. Don't stack every technique at once. Pick one, maybe two. Here are three that are basically guaranteed to work in modern DNB breakdowns. Strategy A. Dark modal movement, that Phrygian bite. Phrygian tension is the flat 2 against the root. In the F world, that means G beat is your threat note. You don't need it constantly, but when it shows up, the room temperature drops. Make a new MIDI track called Chords. Dark. Load wave-eatable or analog. Start simple. A sawish tone, a little unison, low-pass filter somewhere around 800 to 2K to keep it moody, and a slower pad attack like 30 to 80 milliseconds so it swells instead of stabbing. Now write a 4-bar loop above the pedal. Bar 1. An F minor shape, F ab C, but add GB high as a dissonant top note. That GB is the menace. Bar 2. Move just one note, like ab up to a for a nasty chromatic bite. Bar 3. Imply a darker flavor, like DB minor-ish colors, but don't stack a huge block of notes. Keep it airy. Bar 4. Return toward F minor, but keep that GB hanging so it never fully resolves. The key technique, common tones and one note at a time. That's how you get inevitable dread. If everything moves, it sounds like you're auditioning presets. If one voice creeps, it sounds like intention. Processing, high pass this chord layer aggressively, somewhere around 150 to 250 HC. In DNB, chords with low content are a subkiller. Add a little chorus ensemble for width, hybrid reverb for space, and put an auto filter on the track so we can automate the cutoff later. Strategy B. Chromatic planing, like film tension but DNB friendly. Planing means you take a chord shape and slide it up or down. Here's the trick. Your pedal stays F, but the upper chord shape moves chromatically. That means it gets increasingly wrong, which reads as tension immediately. Duplicate your chord track and rename it Chords, Plane. Write 2 or 3 note voicings up high, like C4 to C6 territory, and move the entire shape up every bar or two. Pro move. Keep the top note rising steadily. The ear locks onto top melody, and a rising top line feels like a siren. Processing tip. Try putting saturator after the reverb on this one. Yes, after. Drive it a bit. Soft clip-on. It smears the reverb tail into the sturdy bloom that feels very techy and modern. Strategy C. Borrowed chords and deceptive resolution. The almost drop. This is the psychological game. You hint at a cadence, like you're going to resolve, and then you dodge it. In F minor, a strong pull would be towards C as dominant, then back to F minor. So instead, you go somewhere like DB or GB at the last second. Try an 8-bar idea like F minor, then C7-ish, then DB, then GB. Repeat it, but on the second pass delay any sense of return even more. Voice leading matters a lot here. Keep shared notes between chords, so the movement feels glued together. And indeed NB, keep voicing sparse. Two or three notes often hits harder than a full 7-note emotional piano stack, because the space is doing half the work. Step 3. Add a top tension layer with clusters and texture. This is the cinematic halo. New MIDI track. Call it top cluster. Load sampler or wave eatable. Use a simple sound, triangle, sine pad, or a vocal-ish wave eatable. You want it to feel like air, not like another chord instrument fighting for attention. Write cluster voicings, notes a second apart, like AB BBC. Over F, AB and BB already create friction, and you can occasionally sprinkle GB for that flat 2 sting. Process it differently. High pass higher, like 300 to 600 HC. Give it hybrid reverb, maybe a darker convolution space. Add auto pan super slow for movement, and then widen it with utility. This is where width belongs. The high layer, not the bass. Extra coach note. Register is harmony. If you put tense notes in the wrong octave, it stops being ominous and becomes mod or harshness. Keep the 150 to 500 HC area thin. That's where build-up mod lives. The 700 HC to 3K HC zone is where anxiety lives, but it can get painful, so EQ it carefully. And the 5 to 12K zone is your ghost layer. Quiet wrong notes up there feel expensive and unsettling. Step 4. Automation is the arrangement. This is the tension curve. Harmony alone won't sell the breakdown if it's dynamically flat. We want a 16-bar story. Group your harmony tracks into a group called Harmony Bus. Put a basic chain on it. EQ 8 high pass around 120 to 180 HE. Glue compressor doing just 1 to 2 dB of reduction. Touch of saturator and maybe the limiter if you're getting automation spikes. Now automate like you mean it. Automate the auto filter cutoff on your chord layer or on the group. Start around 800 HC and open it gradually, then really open in the last 4 bars, like up to 6K, even 12K depending on sound. Automate reverb mix or decay. Increase slightly toward the drop, then hard cut right before impact. That sudden dry moment makes the drop feel huge. Automate stereo width. Widen over time, then snap narrower in the final bar so the center feels punchy. And do the classic pre-drop inhale, mute the chord bus for the last quarter note or last half bar. That tiny silence is worth more than another riser. Here's an arrangement trick that keeps advanced breakdowns from feeling like one long gray ramp. Harmonic checkpoints every 4 bars. Bars 1 to 4, establish the wrong note quietly. Like GB appears but it's not screaming yet. Bars 5 to 8. Make the wrong note move. Maybe it changes octave or the top line climbs. Bars 9 to 12, remove something. Thin out, increase space, maybe pull back the chord layer and let the cluster carry. Bars 13 to 16, bring back density and automate harder, then cut. Also, try negative harmony moments. Instead of constantly adding tension notes, remove your defining note for one bar, like you've been teasing GB. Then you remove it for a bar and when it returns, it feels like the walls closed in again. Step 5. Make it feel like drum and bass, even with no drums. Breakdowns still need motion. If your pad just sits there, the energy dies. Option 1. Sidechain your harmony bus to a ghost kick. Make a muted kick track playing quarters or halftime if you want that lurch. Put a compressor on the harmony bus. Sidechain from the ghost kick. Ratio around 4:1. Fastish attack. Release around 80 to 200 ms. Now your harmony breathes in tempo. Option 2. Rhythmic gating with a shaker or hat pattern. Put a gate on the chord layer and feed the side chain from a tight 16th shaker. It creates nervous energy without actually bringing the full drum kit in yet. Now let's talk advanced variation ideas you can swap in when you want fresh tension without changing the whole concept. / chord tension. Upper triads over the pedal. Keep F in the bass. And just move simple triads above it. For example, GB major over F is instant flat 2 gravity. E diminished over F feels like an alarm. AB minor over F is darker than AB major. DB major over F can be a fake comfort moment before you sabotage it. Two voice counterpoint, more threat, less pad. Instead of big chords, write two lines. One holds or steps slowly, the other creeps chromatically. The crunch comes from the intervals they create, not from stacking six notes. It's clean, mixable, and super advanced sounding. Cadence sabotage with tritone substitute colors. If you're hinting at C7 going to F minor, swap in GB7-ish colors in the last moments. Over F pedal. That heat against F is radioactive. Alternate dominant hints in the last two bars, then drop hits and everything becomes clean and obvious again. Sound design extras that make this feel pro in Ableton. Build a dedicated tension layer rock on your chord track. Map macros like saturation drive, width, reverb mix, a panic filter cutoff, a subtle noise lift, and a detune drift control. That way, you perform the breakdown ramp with a few moves instead of hunting automation lanes across 10 devices. Try reverb on a return track so the space moves with the harmony instead of washing it. EQ before the reverb to cut lows hard, maybe dip harsh mids. Then after the reverb, filter it and automate that filter opening toward the drop. It sounds like the room is expanding, not like you just turned up reverb. And if you want pure dread, resample your harmony. Freeze and flatten the chord group. Warp it in texture mode. Add slight shifter to tune and a tiny bit of redux. Then fade that broken tape choir layer in only in the last half of the breakdown. It feels like reality degrading. Common mistakes to avoid, because these will absolutely ruin the moment. Don't let chords fight the sub. High pass chord layers. Be it aggressive. Don't change too many notes at once. Move one voice at a time. Don't overuse big stacked extensions. In heavy DNB, dense chords turn to mush fast. Don't skip the automation curve. No curve, no sense of approach, and never do stereo sub. Width is for the highs. Mini practice exercise, 20 minutes. In F minor, build 8 bars of tension using only a pedal F, a chord layer with 2 notes max at any moment, and 1 automation lane. Filter cutoff. Rules: your 2-note chord must include at least one of these tension notes at some point. GB, E, or B in an upper context. Move one note at a time. This audio version is shortened for playback.